In today's first reading, we hear especially about what can happen with one of the deadly sins of jealousy. And I think sometimes it's important for us to reflect that when we can struggle with jealousy the most, many times it actually deals with something that God has called us to. What I mean by that, let's say that someone has a similar gift to which we have, but maybe they have entered more deeply into that gift than we have. We many times have that desire because we realize, part of us realizes, huh, I'm called to this. Like we notice that someone has some kind of a writing project, and we notice, man, we're really jealous of so-and-so because, man, it seems like everyone wants to read their words or their writings, or why can't I write like them, etc. There's some desire that's good in our hearts to be a writer in this particular case, but where jealousy kind of short-circuits things is it keeps us from becoming fully the writer who God has called us to be. Because, of course, one would never be able to write exactly like someone else because we're not them. Or whatever gift it is, we can't do it exactly like them because we're not them. But maybe we can do it in the way God has called us to do. And so when it comes to jealousy, I find that something very powerful is to center oneself and to say, Lord, I have this desire. I have this desire to do this thing, and I realize that so-and-so, Lord, is wonderfully doing this in service to you. Lord, I want to be able to live in this gift the way you have called me to live it. And I don't want to allow the enemy to keep holding me back. Because what jealousy and envy does, it holds us back. It keeps us at a certain level. Because the enemy knows if he can get us to focus on how someone else is living out their gift, then we will not advance in the gift that God has given to us. And so it's one of the tactics of the enemy using jealousy or envy to hold us back, to keep us at a certain level. And many times it can actually be an encouraging thing when we struggle with jealousy or envy, because many times I find God is about ready to bring us to another level, and the enemy is trying to hold us back at the level we are. So the next time we struggle with jealousy or envy, let us focus on the Lord and say, Lord, I want to be who you've called me to be. I give thanks and gratitude for who this other person is and how you've helped them to live in something. But Lord, I want to be who you have called me to. I want to grow in the gifts you've given me to, and I want to not be held back by the way the enemy is trying to get me to focus on someone else rather than on who you have called me to be.